Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Well, the corruption in Afghanistan is legend, and it didn't start last week. A quick check of the internet reveals this. December 20th, 2008. Corruption destroys Afghanistan, from commondreams.org. November 4th, 9, U.S. gives Karzai 6-month ultimatum to stem Afghanistan corruption, from the Times and Sunday Times of London. June 29th, 2010, Afghan elite derailing corruption inquiries, from the Sydney Morning Herald. And July 31st of this year, Mullen warns of Afghan transition corruption, from the AFP. On July 20th of this year, the Office of the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan issued a report. The title is Limited Interagency Coordination and Insufficient Controls Over U.S. Funds in Afghanistan Hamper U.S. Efforts to Develop the Afghan Financial Sector and Safeguard U.S. Cash. While the title seems a little dry, the details of it suggest the continuing corruption in Afghanistan. Here are a few examples. Passengers designated by the Afghan government bypass the main security and customs screenings used by all other passengers and instead use a separate facility to enter the secured area of the airport. While VIPs are required to declare their currency, Afghan officials reportedly have no plans to scan their cash through electronic currency counters. Although the Afghan Customs Department drafted a proposal to subject VIP passengers to the same screening as general passengers, Afghan Customs Department officials raised as to which Afghan ministry would be responsible for administering the proposal and asked DHS or the Department of Homeland Security to mediate a solution. However, DHS officials stated that a solution could not be reached, and the proposal was ultimately withdrawn. DHS officials reported that they are not allowed to visit the VIP facility to observe how passengers are screened, and when we visited the airport, we were also not permitted to access the VIP area. ATFC, or the Afghan Threat Finance Cell officials, informed us that, although a new VIP area was constructed to ensure better oversight, VIPs are continuing to use the old facility. Wait, there's more. Finally, while DHS successfully worked with Afghan officials to install signs at the airport informing passengers of the requirement to declare cash, totaling 1 million Afghanis or more than roughly $22,000 in other currencies, prior to leaving Afghanistan through the airport, DHS officials told us that it took 8 months for Afghan officials to agree on where to place the signs and what exactly they should say. DHS officials also noted that they were unable to get approval to place the signs at the entrance to the airport before passengers passed through customs. As a result, passengers are not informed of the requirement to declare their currency until it is too late. According to officials, Afghan airport officials told them that the signs could not be placed at the airport entrance because that space is reserved for advertisements. More than $70 billion has been appropriated to implement development assistance and security in Afghanistan since 2002. It would be nice if that money was actually used properly. Thanks for joining me. If you have any suggestions for a topic for a future show, please let me know. Become my Send me an email at room33@carltroutman.com. Follow me on Twitter at redhead324. Or find me on Skype and give me a call. I look forward to hearing from you. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.